Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. Say, how are you feeling today? You all full of pep and energy? Well, how about some fun, huh? Okay, oh, here comes my little pal, Squeaky.
Well, hello there, boys and girls.
Yes, sir, and here's Popcorn, my little dog clock watcher. Hey, how is my watch today? Well, Popcorn says he's as fit as a fiddle, or fit as a riddle, maybe. Oh, now, oh, quit biting me on the ear, Popcorn. Oh, I know you're feeling good.
Well, I guess everybody feels good.
Well, hold on there just a minute, Squeaky.
Well, what's the matter, Happy Hen?
Look at your shoes. What's happened?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, my goodness.
Well, boys and girls, Squeaky has a black shoe on his right foot and a brown shoe on his left foot, and does he look funny?
Well, I guess I dressed in a big hurry. My goodness.
Well, now, let that be a lesson to you. Take your time when you're dressing, and you won't make mistakes.
Wait just a minute, Happy Hank.
Oh, what is it now, Squeaky?
Well, just look at yourself. You're wearing a blue coat and blue trousers, and you have on a gray vest.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, I guess the joke's on you, too.
Well, I guess that makes us even, all right. What's that, Popcorn? Yes, sir, Popcorn says he never makes a mistake like that.
Well, of course not, because Popcorn never does change his clothes. All he wears is just a coat. That's pretty good, huh?
Yes, I agree with you, Popcorn. That was a mighty squeaky joke. Hey, come on, kids, let's have a song about a seesaw this morning. You ever like to ride on a seesaw? Oh, go up and down. Well, here's a song about a seesaw. Seesaw, seesaw, now we're up or down. Seesaw, seesaw, now we're off to London town. Seesaw, seesaw, boys and girls come out and play. Seesaw, seesaw, on this our holiday. There's Polly and Johnny and Kitty and Jane all running to get on the seesaw again. But Bobby and Sally already are there and swinging the seesaw high up in the air. Then come boys and girls and all join hands around and merrily skip with delight o'er the ground. Such frolicsome games ne'er before have been seen as we'll have today on the old village green. Seesaw, seesaw, now we're up or down. Seesaw, seesaw, now we're off to London town. Seesaw, seesaw, boys and girls come out and play. Seesaw, seesaw, on this our holiday. There's the seesaw, and now it's time for our pickup parade. Yes, sirree, let's make it a race this morning. So attention, boys and girls, stand up in front of your radios, toes out, heads up, and when I blow the whistle, we're going to march all around and pick up the newspapers and the toys and things that are on the floor and on the chairs and put them back where they belong. Now, we're going to help Mother tidy things up this morning. And I want to see who'll win the race today. Yes, sir, the boys or the girls. Now, Popcorn will watch the clock, and he'll let me know when the race is over, and I'll blow the whistle like this. Listen. And that means that the race is over. Then we'll turn on the magic electric eye and count up and see who finished first.
Well, you know who I'm going to be for, don't you, Happy Hank?
Could it be the girls?
Oh, how did you know?
Well, it's just a guess. I know you don't like girls much, but...
Oh, wait just a minute. I do, too. They're cute. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, they'll have to perk up if they want to beat the boys in today's pickup race. Hey, how about it, boys? That's the spirit. All right, we're ready now. And here goes the whistle. All right, attention. Forward, march. Left, 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 right, left. Left, 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 right, left. Pick it up, pick it up, bumpty, bumpty, bum. Pick it up, bumpty, bumpty, bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and the left, right, left.
You know, it seems like just about every house has a sort of a catch-all corner. You know, you come in from school, you give your cap a sling, or you give your books a sling, and it seems like they just find that same corner every time, doesn't it? Well, I think a pretty good idea would be for you to run right to that corner the first thing and see if there's anything there that's out of place. And if there is, pick it up and put it where it belongs. And when Mother sees what a dandy job you've done, oh boy, will her eyes shine. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and left, right, left. Hey, you better make it snappy there, boys and girls. Hey, turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy, look at those kids scurrying around in that pickup race there.
Hey, come on, girls, you've got to beat the boys.
Hey, hurry up there, boys, the girls are catching up. Uh-oh, there goes Popcorn. All right, thank you, Popcorn. I'll blow the whistle. And the pickup race is over.
Why
did you turn off the electric eye, Squeaky?
Oh, did I turn it off? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, turn it on again.
Oh, sure, here we go.
And let's count up here now. All the girls who finished by the whistle, hold up your hand. Hey, that's pretty good. Put your hands down. Now let's see the boys' hands. Oh, no wonder you turned off the electric eye, Squeaky, because the boys are the winners today. Now you can turn it off.
Okay.
Do you have your pencil all sharpened up?
Oh, sure. Did you say the girls lost, huh?
Yes, sir. Girls lost, but better luck next time, girls. You all did fine. So go mark up the score for the boys, Squeaky.
Okay, here I go.
Well, that was fun. And I'll bet Mother's happy, too. You know, Mother works pretty hard trying to keep the house clean, and you can help her a lot by picking up your things and putting them where they belong. Well, now we're ready for a riddle, Now, so you just listen closely now and see if you can figure out the answer to the riddle. Here it is. What has a tongue and can't talk? What has a tongue and can't talk? Oh, you ought to know that one. Now, you think about it, and I'll tell you the answer later on. But I know somebody who has a tongue and can talk.
Well, who's that, Heavy Hank?
Why, you.
Oh, me? Oh, sure, naturally, silly.
Sure, it's silly, but you didn't know the answer.
Well, I did, too. I just wanted to see if you knew.
Well, we'll see later now if you know the answer to the riddle, but now it's time for our slogan song. Do you remember the slogan, Squeaky?
Oh, sure, the slogan says, I will stay healthy.
That's right, I will stay healthy. Now, let's all sing our slogan song together. Ready? You just follow me, and when I sing, you sing. I will stay healthy. I'll make this rule and keep it, too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things I ought to do. I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never show up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy. Ah, that's fine. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters came home after escaping from the jail where Black Tom had locked them when he got loose and found a little boy hiding behind their wood box in the kitchen. He said his name was Rocket. Now, Rocket has a map to a lost mine that his uncle had given him, and he asked Squeaky and Sputters if they wanted to help him look for the mine. Well, now, looking for a lost mine, you know, is very exciting, and as the scene opens today, the boys are talking it over. Listen.
Well, now, let me get this straight, Rocket. You say your uncle gave you this map of the lost mine?
Yeah, he sure did. And he said if I ever want to find him, just go where it say on the map.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Let me look at that map.
Hey, look, Squeaky, you see right here? See that mountain? That big, tall mountain? Well, that's over there by where Black Tom the Outlaw has his hideout.
Hey, was that what you say about an outlaw?
Black Tom the Outlaw. He just escaped from jail, and he'll probably head right back toward his old hideout, too. That map shows the mine to be pretty close to Black Tom's place.
Boy, going up into that country is mighty dangerous, too. Hey, well, what if we were to run into Black Tom? Hey, I smell something.
That's beans.
Beans? You mean that you know how to cook beans?
Well, I knows how to cook anything. I can cook beans so they taste like beans, or I can cook them so they taste like hamburgers, or like chocolate candy, or like ice cream. But I gotta have the ingredients.
You gotta have what?
The ingredients, that's what. That's the stuff that you puts in the beans.
Well, whatever you're cooking now really does smell good, Rocket. Oh, but let's talk about this lost mine some more. Would you like for us to go with you, Rocket?
Well, it gets awful lonesome all by myself. Let's all go together, and if we find some mine, it belongs to all of us.
Yeah, but what about your uncle?
Well, I don't know nothing about my uncle. He's lost. But if we find some mine, I'll give Squeaky 2/3, And I'll give Sputters 2/3. And how much is that?
Well, that's already 4/3.
Well, that's all right. I'll just take the rest of it myself, then.
No, no, we couldn't do that. If you want us to go with you, Rocket, we'll do this. Sputters and I will furnish the horses and the food and everything else we need, and you furnish the map and do the cooking, and we'll divide it evenly.
Hey, now, just a minute, Squeaky. We haven't got but 2 ponies. How can we furnish a pony for Rocket?
Oh, that's right. Now, let me think.
Well, when I was out to the barn, I saw that little old hee-haw mule out there.
Oh, that's it. Rocket can ride our donkey.
You mean you're going to let me ride that little old hee-haw mule? Or me and that mule going to be friends?
Yes, sir. That's just the thing.
Yes, sir. But boy, those beans smell good. Now, let's have a good supper, and then tomorrow we can pack up and start out to find a lost mine.
And so the boys are going on a treasure hunt for the lost mine. But Black Tom's hideout is somewhere in that same direction. What's going to happen? Listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Hey, what about that riddle? What has a tongue and can't speak? Oh, it's a wagon. Ha ha, birthdays now. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you.